Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom McGarry, and it appears the Citizens have all but sealed a £65 million deal to sign defender Ruben Dias, with his current club at Benfica announcing that the transfer is imminent. The deal will see Dias join City for an initial £62 million, with a further £3 million coming in add-ons. Benfica have also revealed that Nicolas Otamendi will be moving in the opposite direction in a separate deal, believed to be worth just over £13 million. Personal terms will now be discussed ahead of the deals being finalised. City have been in the market for a new central defender throughout the summer, and it appears their need has been hastened following their 5-2 home defeat to Leicester in the Premier League on Sunday. It is the first time a Pep Guardiola side has ever conceded 5 goals in a competitive match. City did dominate much of the first half. Their goals came from Riyad Mahrez and Nathan Ake, but a hat-trick from Jamie Vardy that included 2 penalties, a James Maddison wonder strike, and a third penalty in stoppage time from Yuri Tielemans sealed the victory for the Foxes. After the match, boss Pep Guardiola admitted his side were anxious at both ends of the pitch, and he felt City were missing a clinical edge in the absence of injured strikers Sergio Aguero and Gabriel Jesus. Finally today, and one player that could be heading for the City exit door over the coming days, is the versatile Oleksandr Zinchenko. He was an unused substitute against Leicester and appears to have fallen down the pecking order at the Etihad. City are reportedly set to offer the Ukraine international to Barcelona in a potential transfer deal. It is unclear at this stage whether Barca would be interested in landing Zinchenko, who can play at left back or in midfield. City are under no pressure to sell, with Zinchenko under contract with them until the summer of 2024. That's all for now. We'll have more later.